ever not exceed 15% of the calculated open space area.
That's right.
Where are we gonna insert that, on 99.5H?
Actually, it's A instead of H, that
A?
Typing error there.
Okay, that's where I put it on mine.
Because it says can do, because the ordinance allows some impervious cover, swim pools, game courts, and typical impervious cover in approved projects now existing does not exceed 15%, according to Mr. Wright.
Based on Mr. Dukes's definition, that wouldn't be open space.
What's that?
A pool house, a pool, things like that.
No.
Well, it's built upon. But I could probably go either way.
Okay. Anybody got heartburn with the 15% added in 99.5A?
That's what CIB wanted, wasn't it?
Yes.
Go for it. Let's go.
But at the end, it would just say, provided impervious cover shall not exceed 15% of the calculated open space area.
That's good.
Okay. Number four, cannot do. Number five, cannot do. Number six.
Read that whole line.
Beg your pardon?
Need to read the whole sentence so everybody knows what it says.
Recreational facilities, including swimming pools, game courts, play areas, walking paths, bike paths, and multimodal paths that are not located on state road rights of way, provided that impervious cover shall not exceed 15% of the calculated open space area.
Just say when, Lawrence.
I'm okay.
Okay. I assume on the can't do is number four. You're saying number five cannot do. Number six can do.
It says as written, tidal wetlands are excluded from the open space calculation. And I'm saying nobody asked to have that moved from excluded to allowed. So, but you asked me to list all points. I said you could leave it as excluded, which would not make any change. Or if you moved it to allowed, it would be less restrictive. But if you do that, all wetlands then could be included in the open space calculation.
But they won't be built upon. That's what I want.
We're in the open space calculation anyway.
Okay. We're not talking about the density calculation, just open space.
We're not talking density. Because I think, if I'm not mistaken, CI or the Inland Bays recommended non-tidal wetlands to be added to the calibration. Now, the question is, do we move tidal also? Is what you're basically saying, Jim?
Well, right now it says, let's see.
We added a number I, or I got it on my paperwork, a number I that says non-tidal wetland.
What you're saying right now, before you make any change, is that you cannot include tidal wetlands in the area used to calculate open space.
Or non-tidal.
So you would get open space plus whatever the area is that's tidal wetlands, which is the state wetlands, right?
Wouldn't you have to clarify non-tidal and tidal, both?
Well, if you go back up to number five, 99.5H exclusions eliminate, DENREC, or Center for the Inland Bays, recommended that you eliminate spray irrigation areas as facilities that can be included in the open space calculation and replace it with non-tidal wetlands.
Okay.
So what I'm saying there, that's inconsistent with DENREC's suggestion, because they said spray irrigation areas provide important wildlife habitat.
Which also the tidal and non-tidal wetlands do, so we should include all three.
But I'm saying that if you add non-tidal, it could be interpreted as being more restrictive, since they are now allowed in open space, and the ordinance is advertised, I don't think, referred to non-tidal. Did it,
Lawrence? So you're saying by allowing that to remain silent, it would be by default included?
Essentially.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Not referenced.
So the issue is whether you want to leave
So you're saying that because it's, even though it's not there, it's okie dokie? Is it the bottom line? On account of what you can count as open space? What you're saying?
They're now allowed in the calculation of open space, yes.
Okay. What is?
Non-title.
Non-title.
Non-title are allowed to be calculated as your open space?
Currently.
Currently.
Right, Mr. Lang?
They're not referenced, so they would be calculated. The only reference you make is title wetlands and the exclusion.
Okay.
Currently.
And if you're leaving title wetlands in the excluded category, then we would go down to start with a Macrone. First one under Macrone was 99.5 definition. We wanted to include reference to lands in an agricultural state. I said, I'm not sure what they were trying to accomplish here, but I said you could do it because it's consistent with the goal of allowing lands in open space that are predominantly undeveloped or in a natural state, which are mentioned in the definition.
But going back to this notion of it being, it remaining silent in this ordinance, will allow it if it's already allowed. Agricultural land in an agricultural state is currently part of the open space definition.
It's true.
So
there was no effort to exclude it. He's just saying make the definition a little more expansive.
Well, if you're going to make that one expansive, why wouldn't you make the title wetlands expansive as well?
I mean, you could certainly make a motion to do that.
Yeah, I'd like a little more clarified.
I don't know where we are as far as which number, but make tidal wetlands or state wetlands, agricultural lands, all should be included as open space.
McCrone's
motion.
Yeah, no, but
well, right now, tidal are in the excluded category. Is that one you were suggesting should be moved to the allowed category?
Absolutely.
So all wetlands.
All wetlands are open space.
Well, if you took out the F under the things that are excluded, there wouldn't be any reference under excluded to wetlands of any category, so they would essentially become allowed. The question would be whether you would put them affirmatively up at number I as tidal and non-tidal wetlands.
Well, I think we should if we're going to start putting things like lands in an agricultural state in the affirmative. Why don't we be clear and make
I'm
telling you what the suggestions
right.
are.
But there's a conflict here. On the one hand, you don't feel like we need to say anything about the wetlands, but on the other,
It's not me. I'm just telling you what the people
which
who
would
spoke.
You which would you recommend to make our code more clear?
Well, it depends on what.
I think Jim, the only thing you're looking at the could do's, the can do's.
I'm looking at
we want to do.
In order to make, in order to complete the assignment I was given, I had to look at these one by one as opposed to trying to necessarily tie them all together.
Right, I understand that. Right, I mean we're going to have to jump back and forth a little bit. But the agriculture state, we can do.
You're not getting any.
And I think we would add it into the definition on 99-5, somewhere in there, as a description of open space.
Agricultural lands, gentlemen, their uses can change over the years. Where the wetlands is pretty much, in our lifetime, is not going to change much until we get all this global warming maybe or something. But when you have wetlands, it's pretty much there. So agriculture can change. So that's why I think putting agriculture in up with as permitted to.
As a definition of open space? Agricultural state?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just pointing out that that's a type of land use that can change all the time, where wetlands doesn't change. Right. And it's environmentally sensitive. There's a lot of other benefits to that.
But if it changes out of the agricultural state, then it will be no longer, and it moves to a different thing, it will be no longer classified as open space. Is that correct?
But if you added agricultural up in the definition on the line 3, it would say predominantly undeveloped or natural state, including land used for agricultural purposes, comma, promote conservation, comma, protect wildlife or serve as a buffer, etc. That would could be a way to do it. But it's Mr. Burdett's suggestion, not I'm not telling you you've got to act on it.
Well, the thing is, do we have three people that say, yes, that's okay? Mr. Cole?
Yeah, I don't, if we're going to add, you're going to add it into the top group, right? Like I.
No, we're talking about definition.
Up here, back in pen, into here, okay, okay.
Are you okay with that?
That's where he is, okay.
As an allowable to protect lands in an agricultural state, yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rod?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, point of clarification, can we just agree that we're going to add to the allowable open space title and non-title wetlands?
That hasn't been voted on.
Okay, I'm making that motion just so that we can move on.
Right.
But the motion that made.
Now, you're linking the two wetlands, you're saying?
In this motion, sure, either or.
And they would be moved up into the.
Move all wetlands to the allowed category for open space calculation purposes, that motion.
Okay.
Yeah, but then what we do, we end up getting less, you know, a good value. Like, we had the conversation here, gentlemen, about, you know, open space that's usable and open space that's not usable. State wetlands are so what, you're not supposed to walk on them, you're not supposed to do anything. It's kind of like the sand dunes, you're supposed, they have signs saying stay off of them. So it's not, it's open space, I agree, but is it useful open space? And what you're going to find in these large sites, you're going to have, the open space is going to be just a bunch of wetlands that aren't going to be very useful for recreation and other activities. So
this isn't a recreational bill, this is an open space bill.
Well, they're already included. We're trying to get something superior than what we already are. We already don't develop wetlands, so we already have that as an open space. What we're trying to do is create something and getting something more superior. And I think by putting it in there, I know, but no, it's a superior.
You want something more restrictive? Here to define, not to restrict. No, if you're here to restrict, then your cards a little bit.
No, I'm showing my cards. I'm trying to protect the wetlands. Exactly.
Okay, they will be protected if we classify them as open space.
Yeah, and also, I'm, okay, never mind.
CIB did, guys.
Never mind.
CIB did ask to be.
You're taking a good ordinance here, and you're even making it.
That was in the paper this morning.
What was?
Okay. So the motion is to move title and non-title wetlands up to allowable calibration.
Number I.
Title's available.
Yes, to number I. We have a motion. Is there a second?
Mr. Dukes, do you agree that wetlands are open space?
Yes, sir, I do. I'll second it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Second anything.
Mr. Cole.
They're not built on.
No, I think we should leave the title wetlands in the other area where it is already.
Okay. Mr. Phillips?
Unlike Mr. Cole, I believe wetlands are open space, so I vote yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rodman?
Yes.
I vote no. I think title should be, non-title should be their title, but that's cool. Okay, motion passed. You writing this down, Lawrence, or do you just
so we if we now that? Have title and non-title?
Yes.
In allowable.
In allowable. For calibration.
So therefore you're taking out F on under the next category.
That's correct. Not
moving it up to become I and adding N non-title.
Correct. Is available.
I'm writing it down.
Everybody on board?
Sammy.
Okay. Now this is the second Macron suggestion goes back to something that we stopped on where it says
right. We already took care of that.
So is it, how did we take care of it?
We did take care of it on.
Nobody voted on that. Just talked about leaving it ponds, but we didn't act on it.
I move that all ponds are considered open space.
Okay. Is there a second?
Sure.
Are all ponds open space?
Are we going to define it as ponds or recreational?
Said all ponds are open space.
We're just leaving all ponds. It's everything. Yep.
Okay.
It's getting worse, you know, gentlemen. We're going south. Dale, we're heading south already.
We got a second.
Vacation hasn't even started.
I'm ready to go.
Tell me when you get to the south of the border. Call me.
Mr. Cole?
No, I think that we need to have a definition of that a pond with a recreational value should be left in there.
Okay. Mr. Phil?
I believe that all ponds, which currently are considered open space, should be continue to be open space. I vote yes.
Okay. Mr. Dukes?
My vote's yes.
Mr. Roger?
I vote no.
Ooh.
I just did that.
Oh, wow.
Pressure.
My vote's got to be no, too. I think recreational should be put in there.
That was your suggestion. I hope you voted no.
I did.
Did I know it? Okay.
Okay. Let's, and, we're backing up, and we're going to do it. Let's try again. Let's add recreational, and we got to go and pass.
We'll be here at midnight.
Okay, on page 3, I guess.
So let me, for the point of clarification, you're saying that stormwater management ponds are no longer considered open space?
Ponds with recreational value.
We haven't got that part yet.
We haven't got.
But that would.
There is a suggestion regarding that.
Like, we're voting on this one now.
What are we, still on page one?
We're on page one.
Calculated open space. I'll make that motion. Let's go.
Second?
Say it again.
What was the motion?
I'll second the motion.
Recreational ponds, Dale?
It's my motion. I can second it, Kana.
Yeah, but what is your motion?
Recreational ponds will be calculated.
Yes, second.
Okay, who seconded it? We add recreational ponds in B?
In the allowed category?
Yes.
It's not just all ponds, it's just recreational ponds?
I think if you use the, if you take the first six words and take the safe out.
Okay, ponds which have a demonstrated recreational value and purpose?
Period.
Okay.
Get rid of motorized, right?
I don't think you need to put purpose in there, just value.
Safe. We like unsafe ponds.
That should read, this right?
Yes.
Wording.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Robbins?
Yes.
We're making progress.
Question? Wording, to be exact. B would be ponds which have a demonstrated recreational value, period.
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 That's it. That is my motion. I'm sticking to it. Final answer.
Purpose. Robin wants and purpose.
Robin.
Robin does?
You be good.
You can talk to Sam next year about that.
I'll go get my hat on.
Sam, they're throwing you the far, buddy.
Hard to define purpose.
I don't think.
Go handle it.
I'm still trying to figure out what recreational is. Bullfrog and recreational? Bullfrog and recreational. Okay, I'm.
What'd you say, Sam?
You gotta respect him, he's older than you.
Throw some bullfrogs in there and go on.
Where are we now?
I've always respected.
Okay, Jim.
We are on page three.
I respect you, just won't agree with you, but I might expect.
Item four.
Okay.
99.5B exclusion.
Because you're gonna be like this.
Mr. Burdette suggested that you allow the footprint of recreational buildings to be included in open space. And I said, although it would be less restrictive, it would increase the amount of impervious cover in open space and be counter to the suggestions of Center for the Inland Bays and DENREC. I don't know how it would affect the 15% calculation also.
Yeah, wouldn't the 15% calculation?
It's built on. To me, that's not open space.
Well, I tend to agree with you, but that was a suggestion.
Okay.
I mean, open space, as I look out there, I don't see anything with grass or open field. Okay. If I look out there and see a building, that's not open space to me.
Okay. Well, in the next one here.
That's just my opinion. You guys got before.
Consensus.
In 99.5C, Mr. Burdette suggested allowing all impervious surfaces to be included in open space if it is for a recreational purpose. And I made the same comment. Although less restrictive, it would increase the amount of impervious cover, be counter to suggestions of CIB and DENREC.
No, I think it'd be easier to calculate if we just leave the 15%, and like Dale says, not include buildings.
Let that take care of it.
Yeah, I mean, then there's no question.
Okay.
Is it a dual use, or is it this kind of use, or what is it? It's a building. A building is a building.
You got your point across, George.
Pardon?
You got your point across.
All right.
Okay. Cool.
And Mr. Burdette's next suggestion, number six, was he said, provide in the excluded category that if stormwater management facilities support aquatic life, they will move from excluded to allowed.
Also, is that number D under?
Yeah, D,
under,
I guess it is. Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yep.
I also added that, you know, there was one gentleman, they talked about green technology, and I know that we don't have a definition, and we can get in a whole discussion about green technology, but if we are going to do it, I think green technology could add, you know, fountains and those kind of things, which would be, in my opinion, which would be certainly appealing to the eye, those particular things could, if they were done, would be allowed to be calibrated open space.
But I think we go back to where you had, where we talked about ponds early on.
We're talking pond, recreational ponds now. We're not talking.
Why don't we just add in there recreational ponds / that promote aquatic life? So why don't we go back to that and put the words aquatic life in that definition?
Because we're talking about ponds, not stormwater management.
I know, but we could have.
I know, but that doesn't what that
ponds
means.
with a recreational value and that support aquatic life would...
You got all kinds of critters on there.
You might have to get up here and identify yourself.
I said above her hearing.
I'd say we defer till next month.
aquatic ponds? Second.
I want his opinion up here.
Anybody in water's got some kind of critter in it.
We're talking microbial life.
You want to go to the next one?
And do we have a department of pond inspection?
I just think if we're going to do it, we need to add for stormwater management, there are certain ponds that could be allowed in calibration, and that's my opinion, and that's why I have throughout green technology, and that we could work about the definition. And allow in the aquatic.
But it wouldn't be ponds, it'd be stormwater management facilities utilizing best management practices, green technology, et cetera.
Please. There's too many things that interpret.
The rain gardens and all that.
I don't know.
If the pond ain't built on, it's open space. Right, Mr. Dukes?
Do you want to come back to that one?
No, let's keep moving. You know what I'm thinking about? I'm thinking, gentlemen, I don't know how we could come to conclusion. I think we ought to just go through this, make some suggestions, not take any action, and move on.
You're thinking Arby's.
He's got basketball.
He's thinking he's put too much time in already today. He wants to get the hell out of here.
Not the one in bed.
He put too much effort into the job.
And there is the point that normally, before we vote on an ordinance, the attorney has finalized all the points. So
I don't think it's.
Well, we're not going to vote on this today. Let's quit messing with it.
I agree with you, Dale.
Put it aside.
I agree.
You got three to say to one of
them. Why don't we walk on through them, or do you know?
I'm ready to vote on. We've killed the thing last week.
If we're going to defer, like Dale's got a point. If we're going to defer on it, we ought to just stop right now.
I said if we are. I'm not saying I'm
willing
to defer.
If we are going to defer on it, we ought to just stop right now, and we'll have a workshop on it.
He wants to vote
with the new guys, and then we'll go from there.
That's the same crap we've been pulling for 2 years.
Do all this work.
No.
Vote on it.
Listen. You held it up to the last minute.
That's bullcrap.
That's right. I forgot. I can control the agenda. That's right. I forgot.
You're right.
I forgot.
You're learning after.
I forgot.
You're finally learning.
It's
sit
my
down and quiet.
It's my fault.
He wants to.
Okay.
All right. Hey, we're good.
Number seven, Mr. Burdett suggested adding a reference to primary or secondary treatment lagoons. I don't think you need to really do that, since all lagoons are excluded.
Right.
Unless you don't need to do that unless you're going to tinker with moving it to the allowed category.
Okay.
Well, that might be the thing to do. We've been putting things up in the allowed just so that it's clear to P&Z.
Okay. Well, let's put a check by that. Let's keep moving. Let's get the easy ones and then we'll go for it. Okay. We got a couple of pages.
Okay. The next one was 99.5E exclusions add and or at the end.
99.5E and or.
What was he referencing there, Lawrence? Do you remember?
I'm not sure. The and or what?
Oh, I know what it was. It was gas and or electric utilities.
Right.
That doesn't seem like a big one.
Right. Do we need to add the 15% in there also?
That's already in there, isn't it?
Well, I
think you voted on that.
Yeah, he had somewhere to be at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
You want to vote on the and or?
I think so.
Well, that seems like a typo.
Yeah, probably.
We don't have to vote on that, do we?
Yeah.
We go after
that's
gas.
Motion, John?
I move.
Second, please?
Second.
it's been moved to second that we amend 99-5E.
Like you read gas and or electric utility.
You should read add or. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Question, what does it say right now?
Just says gas, comma, electric utilities.
The comma, okay. I vote yes.
Okay. Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Roger?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, next suggestion, number 9, under Mr. Burdett, 99-26A. He wanted, in the final plan, he wanted to remove the requirement to show the total amount of acreage in recreational amenities. What do you think of that?
How do you calculate 15% for one?
If you don't know it.
Yeah, you didn't know that. You need to know the impervious.
I think we need to leave it in if our expert down here thinks we need to know it to calculate. to make certain determinations, so.
Can't argue with Lawrence, okay?
Now, Lawrence, at the end of 99-26A and number 19, do we need to add and the area of impervious surface coverage?
That's the one we need to calculate when, if we were throwing in the 15%.
Well, based on what I got there, there's no reference to impervious cover. Do we need to define that a little bit?
Should be.
Okay, where should we put it? Breakdown of acreages, both gross and net of open space. Want to add percent impervious cover, and then percentage of open space to total acreage and total acreage of proposed streets. So maybe right after, on the end of the second line, just add impervious cover, comma, or impervious cover area. Does that make it more usable?
It makes reference. It's clear that it's needed to be on the plot.
Okay.
Okay.
Next, I guess we need to vote on that.
Make a motion we add impervious cover area to 99-26.
A.
A?
19.
A 19. Okay. Is there a motion?
Second.
Second. To amend 99-19A. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Brooks?
Yes.
Dukes?
I'm not voting. I'm not sure what the motion was.
Okay. Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Next suggestion, number 10. Mr. Burdett wanted to, in 99-32C, he wanted to modify the reference to bonds to make the bonds apply only be required if it had to do with a construction of a building.
What do you say can't, that's a can't do?
Are bonds a good idea to begin with?
Well, we already require them, and I said bonds cover items in addition to buildings such as berms, planning, landscape maintenance, landscape installation.
I mean, it really ties up a lot of capital for something that.
But when you have a whole development that goes down the tubes, there's.
Yeah, and there's half the people living there.
It needs to cover everything, and we've had that happen.
We've had that problem. Right. Typically, the bond requirement up until recently has been just for stormwater and roads. And then you have all the amenities, the clubhouse, the pool, the tennis courts, the forested buffer, landscaping, et cetera, that's not been protected. And we're finding that we're having some problems with some of those projects.
Now, where does the word construction, where is he trying to put that in? Where in this now?
He's trying to say that when you're, as a condition of approval of development, the county council shall require the subdivider to post a performance bond. And he's saying that define that bond to refer only to construction activities where you're building something.
Right.
Which is,
but there are things other than building that are required to be installed, like amenities.
So you're saying we ought to leave it the way it is?
That would be
your
more consistent with what you now do.
Okay. Well, let's move on.
Why couldn't we consider tying it to the building, issuing of the building permits, rather than having them to lay out more capital for a bond? I mean, they're certainly going to do it if they can't get any building permits by not doing it. That's as good a leverage as having them put a bond up, isn't it?
Well, I think the thing is, if they get the project approved and they get some houses done.
Well, they couldn't get any done without building permit.
Once they get certain amounts of work done, they can reduce their bond.
We already do permit that now?
Not for reduction.
We already have a mechanism. I mean, there's not been any complaints.
I think it's covered.
But yeah. The way we're doing it now, I think it's been going along smoothly. I've never had any complaints about that. Have you, Dave?
We have some concerns about.
We have concerns of people who are walking out on subdivisions, right? Not doing all the stuff they're supposed to. They're the people.
Mr. Baker, have you had developers express concern about the cost, capital outlay of bonds?
Yes, we've had some concerns about the cost of the bonds, but we just, I don't know, 6 months ago maybe, we started requiring them for the amenities after, you know, we're in addition to the roads and then sewer, we've always done that, required the stormwater, the roads, and the sewer.
Okay.
And then there's a reverse counting
space. When they post a bond, they typically don't post the whole amount. They post like 10% premium.
Wrong.
They pay the insurance company? No.
The bond is the irrevocable letter of credit of bond rated at 125% of the cost.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but then we let me
ask you
this.
They pay interest on the bond. They don't pay the bond on.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Lawrence referenced that as they go along and they start building some of these things, we reduce their bonds?
Well,
it's so they get their money back as soon as they do it.
And with a big development, it's going to be approved in phases anyway, isn't it?
That's right. And they already had to bond that portion of what they're building at the time.
Phase, yeah.
We are hearing.
I don't see any problem with the way we're
difficult.
Doing it right now, guys. But
we are hearing that they are more difficult to attain, especially with the financial situation.
And when we have a mechanism like withholding the building permit, I don't know why we want to put this, extreme financial burden out there. I mean, they're going to do it if we're not going to issue them a building permit until they do.
They have to post a bond to be allowed to get a building permit.
Right.
That's the guarantee to get the infrastructure built.
Right.
Right.
You're talking about roads.
Some of the infrastructure that has an ability to degrade, but once you have open space, you have open space.
Is there a consensus to leave it the way it is, or do we want to modify it? If we do, that's another day workshop. But what's consensus right now?
Gentlemen?
Say something. Somebody say something so we move on.
I said my piece. I don't know if Mr. Hicks doesn't see any wisdom in it.
Leave it like it is. I don't have
all right, move on.
The next suggestion was verse number 1 at the bottom of page 3 under ECI.
No.
99-5, remove reference to title wetlands. That's been taken care of already. Next one, top of the page, remove 99-13D. The reason for 99-13D was based on a Superior Court case. You may remember it. It was over by the, what was the name of that development, Lawrence, by Peddler's Village?
Fox Hollow subdivision
showed a piece of land that says open space for benefit of all owners. Then the people came in and tried to get permission to subdivide it. Got appealed to Superior Court. Judge Stokes ruled that when you have a dedication by plot of open space for common benefit of owners, the only way you can actually subdivide it is to either get 51% under our ordinance or go to court and get that restriction lifted. So we put this in so Lawrence wouldn't have to keep accepting applications over the counter for situations where they can't get the 51%. He can now tell them, we've got a Superior Court case, here it is, you got to go to court and get it lifted.
Right, okay.
So I don't think we need to.
I think
we're
going to leave it the way it is.
That was a conversion of an open space labeled lot to a residential lot. They weren't creating any additional lots except for the one to be built upon.
But the residents complained based on the fact that it was designated open space.
Right.
And they weren't using it.
The one, 115-172, remove reference 50-foot buffer in mobile home park. You can do that, and Lawrence said it's already covered under mobile home parks. So
we should grant you from this ordinance.
So there
in our previous discussion, we pointed out that that's a conditional use item. It's got a separate buffered line item as it does recreational open space. Two different things.
So
you don't need to put it in.
Just okay. Strike.
You can just take out 172.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Entirely. We need
take
to vote on that, I guess.
Right.
Make a motion we rescind 115-172 from the proposed ordinance.
Second.
Move second that we take out 115/172. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Okay, under DC Group, suggested we classify open space as either active or passive, allow any area that is open space or is access to open space, even if impervious surface, to be included in the open space calculation.
Yep.
And I thought you couldn't do that you'd have to address that in a later amendment. Next, allow 100% of all water bodies, stormwater management ponds, floodplains, all wetlands to be treated as open space.
We've already dealt with that. Right?
No, we haven't. Back under
excluded
on page number 2, look at D, stormwater management facility areas are excluded from the open space calculation.
Right. That's what I wanted.
Put a twist on that thing, or?
Well, I just thought that, like you said, if, unless it's, you know, the green technology, you know, Kevin won, where was it, aquatic light, I think, is what his was. I just think, you know, that there's certain pond, there's certain stormwater management pond that are very attractive and that could be used, in my opinion, as open space versus just a dry hole sitting out there. I'm not real cool on the dry holes. You know. But that's my.
So you're saying now we ought to.
That stormwater management could be left there, but.
Leave that there.
But if you put in, if you add a green technology.
But we don't know what that is. That's a problem.
Well, that.
Yeah, okay. I don't. Let's avoid it if we don't know what it is.
Well, that's your opinion.
Well, you're not even going to be here.
I don't care.
I know, but you don't know what it is now, you won't know what it is next month.
We did receive.
And you're not going to be any help.
Mr. Baker.
But as.
I mean, don't complicate things as you're walking out the door.
I will include all.
I think there was a request, Mr. Cole, that you asked Mr. Baker if we could find out some examples of green technology, and I think he did that.
Okay, then.
Forgot to ask.
But that needs to be then part of a reference or definition, be that, whatever that is. That should be it. That's what green technology is, not some just examples. Because we have a problem where an attorney will come here with an application, and he'll say, this is an example of green technology.
Some of the examples they gave here in this information we got from we received from DENREC, green technology best management practices, they include bioretention facilities, which are landscape depressions filled with special soil media, certain buffers along the waterway, rain gardens, and they have filter strips, that's another item. Filter strips and then conservation site design. I'm not sure how that would fit in.
But David, you gave the one example, certain buffers along the waterway. Now, who knows what that means? So, I mean, like you said, I'd rather avoid.
Biofiltration, swales, infiltration, oh, yeah. Trenches.
I think
Try something out here?
Try.
Could I just make this suggestion? I think there's three votes to make a clarification that stormwater management ponds are open space and should be in the open space calculation. So I'm going to make that motion.
Okay.
So we can get off cue here.
So move the whole category up to allowed, be J?
Yes. Yes, it would move D up to and make a J into the allowed, yes.
Okay.
Well, Van said stormwater management ponds. He didn't say facility areas.
Okay. I'd like to amend my motion to stormwater management areas. Thank you, Mr. Lyons.
Well, facility areas.
Yes, areas.
Okay. You got a second still, Mr. Dukes?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Cole?
No, I think it should be excluded.
Okay. Mr. Phillips?
It is open space. I vote yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
No. Okay.
Move it.
I think it. So 3-2. He still wins. I like green technology.
You're stuck on green technology. Can we move on? I don't think anybody else is.
Well,
hate to burst your bubble.
Maybe.
I'm kind of crushed. I'll be honest with you.
I know you are.
I got a suggestion.
All right, Jim. Come on in.
If you really like it,
we're making progress.
If you really like it, now that you've moved it up there, you could say provided they use. Green technology, best management practices.
They won't let me do that.
I'm not trying to. You can just.
Yes, you are trying.
You're trying to make him do the right thing. I sympathize with you.
Is a thing coming down the road, but you can amend it.
Thank you, Dale.
Okay. We're now down to.
I don't even want
to
approve it. Let's move on.
Page four. Ms. I think the woman's name was Deborah Schultz.
Right.
Says include a county greenway system with similar to wildlife corridors, and I said you couldn't do that. It would be a major change.
Well, in fact, the land trust already has it. So,
let's see. Mm. That was, and then classify active or passive open space type to spending map investment levels, and I said that would be a major change. So we got through it.
Okay.
All right, I make a motion that the staff puts this into written form and brings it back to us at a later date.
Well, Mr. Jones, I guess I can't say anything until this. I do have a question.
Okay.
I mean, Jim, with what you've got, could someone on staff put it in?
Both Lawrence and I have these written down. I mean, we know what the changes are as of this moment.
Right. But you know how these are. Next week it could be...
Could somebody work on it? We've got a lot of stuff left ahead of us.
This is the second time we've been through this.
I mean, we're pretty darn close.
It's time to read the title.
Okay. No sign. Nobody second. Read the title.
I mean, I'm ready to vote on it. I don't forget.
Okay. Do something. This would be under old business, I think, wouldn't it?
Start.
How far back you want us here to consider old?
Now, is there a motion as amended, Dale?
I've not made a motion. No, sir. There is no motion.
Dale, I've just been passed a note by some person who's will remain anonymous, but his handwriting looks a lot like Lawrence's. If this ordinance passes, it should have an effective date of 1/1/09 or later, since the ordinance has to be revised.
That's correct.
As soon as we read the title, we will handle that.
Yes,
okay.
And it will apply only to new applications, correct?
That's correct.
Then, if you're going to address Mr. Lank's suggestion, you need to vote on that amendment to delay the effective date to January 1, 2009.
After read the title or before we read?
Okay, before. Well, you made all the other changes.
Before.
Special meeting.
Okay.
Because then you can just meeting. You can call a special meeting in December.
Well, when are you going to Florida, George?
Yeah.
I'm leaving tomorrow.
I mean next Tuesday.
Good.
Okay.
It's the only way Joe Conaway got things done.
Okay.
Is somebody going to add that? The order?
Motion, gentlemen?
He's not read the title.
Well, right, he said we've got to do it before.
Make a motion.
The ordinance to delay the implementation.
He didn't even have
an amendment.
Make a motion to delay the implementation to 010109 to get the updates.
Second?
Second.
Move to second. Do we delay it?
You want it, right?
Me? Dan's ready to vote, isn't he?
Yeah.
We got to do this first.
To Matt, to 10109?
010109.
Right, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Okay.
Move it off.
Mr. Phillips?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Now we can read the title.
Okay, one more question. Mr. Baker just leaned over and asked you, do you want that only to apply to new applications filed after that date?
Absolutely.
It's a normal.
Yeah, we can't make it
5 years back.
But just so there's no question, could somebody make that motion too?
Yeah.
So moved.
Well, if it's not adopted yet, we can't, or enforce, we can't make it.
And they can update this any time.
Yeah, look. And then I have one more question, Mr.
Okay. It's moved to second that this only applies to new applications. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
After 1109.
After 1109, yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Mr. Phillips?
There is a term bona fide purpose in this, I believe.
Head on the ponds.
It says developments which have a bona fide purpose to provide action and/or passive recreational opportunities. Is that term bona fide just kind of a little too subjective?
It's in the notes. It's not in the ordinance.
That's my question.
Not in the ordinance.
If not in the ordinance, I'm good.
Well,
do we know if
we talked about that? We were talking about this plus making some change in the mobile home parks and. There was a concern that sometimes people just have an open field with no facilities out there, and if you want to, you know, it grows up in weeds, whatever, do you want that type of thing? I mean, you can take those words out.
Yeah. Well, I guess
that's right,
some
yeah.
people believe a field grown up in weeds is a nice wildlife habitat.
Well, then make a motion if that's a concern.
Have it
field grown up in weeds ought to be considered open space.
I remember. Under the lot maintenance ordinance. Go pie weed.
That's right, Melfer. I think I remember Melfer.
Go pie weed amendment.
left.
Okay. Well, would you like to do, Mr. Cook, amend what?
I have a concern about the term bona fide purpose being quite subjective.
Well, you could leave in purpose and just take out bona fide.
Okay, there a second to that?
Yeah.
In a second, did we take out the word bona fide? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Thank you.
Where am I then?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Ryder?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where is it in front of us, in this order?
Late now.
Where is it?
In the very beginning.
Very beginning of it.
Under, word, second line, under, right under open space.
First word, okay.
99-5.
Oh.
Bona fide.
Bona fide.
Okay.
Ready to read the title?
Please.
An ordinance to amend chapters 99 and 115 of the Code of Sussex County to define open space and incorporate open space requirements into the application approval process in all residential zoning districts and in residential planned communities, and to clarify provisions relating to resubdivision, permitted uses, bonds, site plans, and other approval criteria.
Motion, gentlemen?
So moved.
Second.
Move the second to approve the open space as amended. Mr. Cole?
I know that this will at least get us something on the books and stuff, but I don't really like rushing into things and just doing them in this fashion, and I think this has been pretty awkward. I know it's been on the agenda for many, many years to get it done, but then to have it brought up at the last minute is not appropriate, and I would have rather had a final document put together. So there are some things that were in the permitted part, and then that would not be permitted, and I'm not in agreement with the way it ended up. So, I mean, I like the original. I like the original one that came out first, the first version, before we doctored it up too much. I said, but I thought there were some changes needed, but I think we went a little too far because there is an argument to good quality open space and open space that's worthless, and some of this open space is worthless. And I think that also tidal wetlands, we've always excluded them from most everything. We seem to have done that. And I think we should have not included them so that we would have gotten some better quality open space. Because I think what we're going to get with this bill is what we would get as open space anyway today. It's not going to be much of a change. So I don't see this as being a much of an improvement because of the way it's been doctored up by you.
By who?
By you.
What's your vote?
My vote's no.
I think Mr. Cole has effectively...
I started out saying no a lot, and I wanted to end it up with these boys saying no a lot. And
I thought he voted yes to that.
No.
I thought Dale was going down on me when he said yes.
The way it's been changed, Dale, I don't know. I think it's been rushed.
Okay.
I'm not
take your word for it, George. Mr.
Right.
Phillips.
I mean, I think we need it.
It's easy to vote no on things like this because it preserves your right to complain in the future.
Right.
And this is something that people have worked very hard on. And in the future, if there are problems with it, it only takes 3 votes next year to change it. So to get the ball rolling, I will vote yes.
Okay. Mr. Duke.
My vote is yes. I think we've spent a lot of time on this thing. It can be amended. Let my vote yes.
Mr. Rodgers.
It's a start. My vote yes.
Sounds like they're all excited, aren't they?
Well, I think everybody in the public hearing said this is 101 or 1A, I guess is what it was called. And I think this, if we don't get it off center, we've been trying for 4 years, you know. I think it's in the right move. I think certainly things could be modified. And my vote is yes also. Okay. Let me find my agenda again.
Where are we? Yeah, where is the agenda?
Next would be add a new amend chapter 110 of the code by adding a new part 7 relating to an approval process for private community wastewater systems in Sussex County primary service areas and secondary service areas.
The reason we're doing this, George, for your area, because I know you...
Does anyone need a copy?
Yeah, is this the original?
Yes.
We're all big people down here, Dave. If they don't have it, tough luck.
Yeah.
This was one that DNREC commented. The copy of this was sent to DNREC and the Public Service Commission.